This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Boeing shares lost about 1% today as airlines and their passengers try to digest the grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX series aircraft. The company itself, meanwhile, has another challenge in the coming days and weeks: how to get its message out to the flying public. Felicia Miller is a professor of marketing at Marquette University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Does it seem to you that Boeing had a crisis plan, had a communications plan ready for this?
I think it's highly likely they had a plan. It's not clear that they actually executed their plan. They think they're ready, and then a scenario happens like this, and that's a little bit different than what you probably planned for. So they were probably, you know, caught off guard by that and scrambling a bit to try to reconcile their statement from the first crash to the second one.
Right.
That came across as a genuine point of view that they could feel confident in.
Is it your considered professional opinion that they've caught up now and that they have a handle on their communications?
Based on the most recent communications, I think they're doing what is typical, which is to choose the most likely cause behind the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're standing behind their plane, saying they've got 100% confidence in its safety. And I think it's highly unlikely that they are 100% certain that that's true, but that's the best face that they can put on the situation at this point.
Let me ask what it will seem like a perhaps self-interested question, but I'm sure other journalists have the same one. We had Mr. Muilenburg, the CEO of Boeing, on the program, 6-8 weeks ago, whatever it was. And we obviously have been calling Boeing saying, hey, would you like to come on the radio again? Why do you suppose they are not putting their well-spoken, passionate, and informed CEO out front?
There can be a number of reasons. One, because they don't want that individual to be on the record saying something and then in the next days or weeks find out that that's not exactly the case. So they're in some ways likely trying to protect the credibility of their CEO in the hopes that they are able to withstand this crisis. The other possibility, which I would think is less likely, is they don't really have a good solution yet for how to deal with this crisis out in, you know, the public sphere and communicating not only with its consumers, but its stakeholders and stockholders and other people. And so they may be retooling, trying to figure out what is the best next move now that they've put a statement out there.
Do you think he has to come out at some point and say something?
I think the expectation of the buying public is that the CEO will stand in front of them and say what needs to be said. And the longer they delay doing that, the more suspicious it seems. And it also brings into bear, you know, well, maybe there really is something else going on here.
Dr. Felicia Miller, she is an associate professor of marketing at Marquette University. She runs the marketing department there as well as the chair. Professor Miller, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.